Hi, this is Sarah Wilson, the Associate Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. Today I'm here with David Davis. David is a virtualization evangelist at TrainSignal.com, and today we'll be discussing storage management in virtual server environments. Hi, David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for being here. Okay, so I wanted to talk about virtualizing storage. What are the benefits of doing that within a virtual server environment?
Well, just as server virtualization was able to reduce the number of virtual servers in the data center, these new virtualized storage solutions may be able to eliminate storage arrays completely, or if they cannot, just completely eliminate a storage array, because that's a huge task at a large enterprise data center, they'll be able to make those storage arrays so much more efficient when it comes to providing storage for the virtual environment. So what this means is you'll be able to save money through the efficiency that are gained, even if you can't completely eliminate an enterprise storage array. You'll gain benefits like, per virtual machine replication, perhaps, through your storage array, because it can now understand the virtual infrastructure. You'll gain per virtual machine statistics from the storage perspective, which is very important. And then features like, super fast cloning, snapshotting, and much more. And then there's another type of virtualized storage feature that I haven't yet talked about, and that's an exciting new group of products that are server-side caching for virtualization. And they come from companies like Infinio Systems and Pernix Data. And what these solutions do is they take SSD, in many cases, you don't always have to have SSD in your physical vSphere host, but in many cases, they utilize SSD to provide just massive performance increases for your virtual machines. And then, of course, whatever applications are running on those VMs. And then, in effect, give you much greater virtual machine density on each of your vSphere hosts and also on your storage arrays. So the idea, which I really like, is taking what you already have and then just increasing the performance and increasing the scalability of it. And that's what they call server-side caching solutions.
Okay, so what about cloud services? How can that fit into a virtual server storage management strategy?
Of course, every company under the sun is talking about the cloud, cloud this and cloud that, and I don't want to completely throw those out just as, a market speak, because there are some very valid solutions in there. Some of them are like second-tier storage for primary data, like the Twin Strata Cloud Array. What it does is it has a virtual appliance that you install, and you start storing your virtual machines there, and whatever data really you want can be stored on this virtual appliance, and then it begins replicating that data to the cloud, and it acts as a high-speed cache for the most common data. That data is stored on the virtual appliance, and so it's kind of like an infinite cloud array. So you have really unlimited capacity because you're just paying for whatever you use as it's stored in the cloud. So I think that's a really innovative solution, but it's not a solution that I've seen, most companies adopting or most companies, interested in. The more likely solutions that I think that you'll see that most companies would be interested in would be backup as a service and disaster recovery as a service solution. And that's really the ideal place for enterprises to get started with cloud computing, at least in my opinion. I mean, if you could send your backup data off-site to the cloud instead of using, an arcane tape drive that you have to wait for it to write to and then put in boxes and have someone come pick up and take off-site and then worry about their reliability, if the tapes will fail or get lost, if you could just replace that with, backup to cloud, it's just such a much more simpler and, a beautiful solution. And the same for disaster recovery. If you could have a disaster recovery as a service solution in the cloud so that any time your virtual machines are already replicated there and at any time you could just flip a switch and, start using those virtual machines and that data instead of your primary data center when a disaster occurs, it's just such a much more simpler solution than maintaining your own off-site, secondary data center, your own replication solutions, and so forth. So I think if a company can, afford those types of solutions, then they can test and they are solutions or a good fit for that company, I think it's something that should definitely be considered. Just to name a few examples, backup solutions that have cloud integration, come from Veeam Backup and Replication, PHP Virtual, and there's many others. And then for disaster recovery as a service, for example, you can use Zerto and VMware Site Recovery Manager, known as SRM, with a bunch of different cloud providers. So there's a lot of great solutions out there, and I just encourage you to do your homework and try to see past all of the, cloud-related marketing campaigns.
So let's talk about what products or services are available to make storage management easier. What do you think are some of the most helpful tools for virtual server environments right now?
The tools that you use for managing storage and your virtual storage, in my opinion, really should be the same. So, it should just be a storage tool, whether that storage is virtualized or that storage is on a traditional enterprise storage area network. Now, you'll also have, of course, virtualization management tools. So you've kind of got two different categories of tools there, virtualization tools and storage tools. But both of these categories of tools are getting smarter, and they're able to understand the storage, if it's a virtualization tool, or the virtualization if it's a storage tool. So they're becoming more aware of one another. One example is in these new virtualization-aware storage arrays, where you can see per virtual machine I/O statistics. And to me, that's a huge advancement, because if you can make storage decisions based on I/Os per virtual machine, you'll know where to place that virtual machine. You'll know where your hot virtual machines are. Where if you want to move those virtual machines into a SSD-based LUN or something like that, a hybrid LUN with greater performance or faster caching, that's something you can do. Then in your virtualization tools, if you can quickly sort all your virtual machines, by IOs per second and see how many virtual machines are on a LUN, how many IOs that LUN is serving, then I think you're doing well and you're using some smart tools there. Traditionally, these types of statistics are related to, IOs per VM, have been difficult to get, and enterprises typically turn to third-party tools. For example, vCenter Operations Manager or vCOPS, they have storage views to help you debug storage I/O issues in the virtual environment. You can also look for tools that are traditionally storage tools that support SMIS, which is the Storage Monitoring Protocol, and those can talk directly to the storage and dig, even deeper. They can get really deep information related to performance and utilization and capacity out of the physical storage arrays. But you also want to make sure that those tools can understand your virtual infrastructure. I think more and more these types of management tools are becoming one. They're bridging the gap, and you've got virtualization tools that use SMIS. You've got storage tools that talk to the virtualization layer. And more and more, it's just becoming a matter of selecting the right tool, for your company.
So what about some of the most useful storage management features that are supplied by the prominent hypervisor vendors like VMware and Microsoft? How can those help with management?
Well, both VMware and Microsoft support the movement of virtual machines, virtual disk file, from one data store to another with no downtime. In VMware vSphere, that's called Storage vMotion or SVMotion. And in Microsoft Hyper-V, that's called storage or live storage migration. Now, VMware's got some unique features. VMware's VAAI, or the VMware API for Array Integration. They've also got VASA, which is the VMware API for Storage Awareness. And Microsoft then has ODX, which they call Offloaded Data Transfer. So all these are great ways for the hypervisor and the storage to work better together. I think they're great steps in the right direction, but most of these features are, relatively 1.0 features that immediately provide some benefit, but there's lots of room for improvement, and I think many more advancements will come. VMware's SDRS, or VMware's Storage Distributed Resource Scheduler, is also very innovative. It will automatically move virtual machines, running virtual machines, from one data store to another. But, I'm not sure how many enterprises have really deployed it in production, because it's going to take some time for them to get a comfort level around their virtual disk moving from one array to another array, you know, during the day with end users using it, you know, applications that are actually hitting that storage while this virtual machine disk file is transitioning, you know, across the network. So it's going to take some time for them to feel good about that and want to, you know, just click the checkbox to enable it on full automatic mode. And I'm sure it's the storage admin who's going to feel the most, you know, discomfort about doing that. Still, it's a very innovative feature, and it's, I think, a peek at, you know, just the types of innovations that virtualized storage can provide us, you know, in the future. There's also, you know, advanced graphical storage management tools out there, that, you know, some of which we've talked about here, but so many VMware admins still monitor storage, believe it or not, with tried-and-true command line tools like ESXPop.
All right. Well, that wraps up our storage management podcast. So thank you for being here, David.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And to learn more about storage for virtual server environments, be sure to check out searchvirtualstorage.com.